Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, you're listening to Make Mine a Double, a little segment I've put together where I can share just a bit more of what I really think about today's news and political crazy. So sit back, relax, and join me for a few sips of sanity and make mine a double.
He broken this ceasefire. He killed our people and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was J.D. Vance, who just... found his way into the Oval Office meeting between President Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, which turned into a shit show in a matter of seconds. I am so happy to have my friend, former Congressman Denver Riggleman, to be a part of this conversation. Folks, you know, I normally do this Make Mine a Double solo, but this was such a profoundly important moment that... I wanted to get a voice to check what I thought I heard, because for me, this was one of the most embarrassing moments in the Oval between the president of our country and a foreign leader, a head of state, that I've ever witnessed. And for J.D. Vance, and there's more I'm going to share with you, Denver, for J.D. Vance to sit on that couch and to act like a grown up and go after Zelensky that way when he's never been to Ukraine.
No, it's first of all, you probably shouldn't put J.D. Vance and couch in the same sentence, Mike.
Well, that's right.
We have to be careful, you know, about what's going on here. but I think what we have here, yes, you should take a drink for what I'm about to say, sir. First of all, you had a wartime president dressing down a former public affairs officer who colors his beard. The thing I think that we actually saw in there was an audience of one. It almost looked like an apprentice show where they were messaging to Vladimir Putin the support that they have for Putin and Russia in their war against Ukraine. And I think what we saw in the Oval Office, because I watched it a few times, because it's pretty stunning to watch, that a sitting American president is kowtowing and bending the knee to a dictator mm-hmm. who is actually losing a war in Ukraine and turning his back on NATO and our European allies. And lastly, because I know you got some stuff to say on this, when we voted with Russia on the Security Resolution Council, I think that probably signaled how this meeting was going to go with Zelensky. And when you're looking at how that interaction happened, J.D. Vance was directed to be the attack dog to yes. create some kind of tension in that room.
I've said, Denver, that this was a setup. This was an ambush of Zelensky in the Oval Office by this White House.
It was I don't want to say an L-shaped ambush but it definitely was an ambush by what it looked like the Island of the Misfit Toys on methamphetamines. Yeah. But I think the embarrassment, if we take any joking and us, you know, having a drink before we did this, I guess we could call this, you know, the whiskey press conference. But I am absolutely appalled after what I did to defend this country What we just did today is to capitulate. And, just really quickly, do you know between 1948 and 1989, and today's dollars, we spent over $20 trillion on defense during the Cold War period. And it's almost hard to fathom how we would be aligning with a bareback riding dictator, former KGB agent right now. I'm
Yes.
sort of stunned.
And how do we get here, America? How do we allow ourselves to get to this point where what we witnessed an hour or so ago in the White House, that somehow that that's permissible, that that's okay, that that's how we conduct our foreign policy. J.D. Vance running his mouth, talking about you coming here and embarrassing yourself or disrespecting the Oval Office. The disrespect was what we saw Donald Trump and J.D. Vance do. They didn't have the presence of mind to elevate the conversation, even if Zelensky had gone there and taken it to that low road, that they didn't have the presence of mind. No, Donald Trump wanted the argument. He
He
wanted
did.
to show Putin, I'm your boy. Give me the other boot and I'll lick that one too. And so it's frustrating me to no end when I hear this. And then you have this moment where a reporter basically asks Donald Trump about the ceasefire, because that's the whole thing. Trump is like, you're not going to honor the deal. You're trying to put in terms that are you negotiated a deal with him outside the room.
It's
How the hell do you negotiate a deal when the person who is the center of the proposition ain't at the table, but the guy who invaded his country, he's at the table and he's getting all the terms he wants. Meanwhile, Zelensky's out in the hall. Hello, can I come in? And then
the
you want
guy.
to get him in the Oval Office and do this? So when he's asked about the ceasefire, and what if, oh, I don't know, Putin doesn't honor the ceasefire. This is how it went with Trump.
It's going to be a tough deal to make because the attitudes have to change.
What if Russia breaks ceasefire? What if Russia breaks peace talks? What do you do then? I understand that it's a heated conversation right
What are
now,
you
but
saying?
what
She's
if
asking,
Russia,
what
what
if
if
Russia
Putin
breaks the
breaks
ceasefire?
ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
But they have
Okay?
broken
What if they
ceasefire
broke it?
many
I don't know.
times.
They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff.
I'm just got because I
Okay.
hit all the nails off my finger when I at that portion of this conference. But go ahead, my friend.
First of all, the 51 agents were correct. Whether it was a Russian op or not doesn't matter because those feeding information to the United States Congress were liars, Russians and Ukrainians. And they were sanctioned by the United States government. So people need to look up
And so he
Smirnov.
would know because Denver was a senior advisor to the January 6th committee, along with his other congressional. So he should know what he's talking about right now. Just so folks get it clear, when you hear this man speaking, he not speaking out of his ass. He's
No.
telling you from what he knows from being in the room. Continue, Devin.
I am in the room. As you know, Michael, we also did the forensics on Hunter Biden's laptops and devices.
Yes, and
So
that's a special podcast.
that's another one, I think. But so when I hear the conspiracy theories, if you go back to what J.D. Vance said about forcing conscripts, that comes from X. By the way, you said something, Michael, about this. Him never going to Ukraine. Guess who has been to Ukraine? Me. Guess who's going back to Ukraine? Me. Guess who knows why that's happening over there? It's not they're forcing conscripts or certain people trying to get out of the country not to serve, and they try to get them. Guess what else? Guess when that happened for us? Vietnam. So you have all of this happening, right, in one huge sort of conspiratorial, rambling wreck of a dementia-laden phrasing that Donald Trump used. And when you're talking about the reporter and the ceasefire, have they not been looking at what Russia is doing right now and breaking the ceasefire? And when he goes, what if a bomb drops in your head? What is he even talking? He's so gone. He doesn't even understand Ukrainian history. I got a feeling he has to be on some kind of medication. And I'm not even making this up in a bad way. There's something very wrong with this man. And I don't know if it's dementia. But if there's Republicans who don't speak up right now, they are comorbidities to the death of democracy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, so you had to go bring up Republicans speaking to this. So some have, and the ones that have come out and have listed their thoughts on this have largely stood in alignment with the bullshit that they heard in the Oval Office today. They have praised Trump and criticized Zelensky, touting him as an embarrassment for coming to the Oval Office and behaving that way. Lindsey Graham, Lindsey was special. Lindsey basically says he either needs to resign or change his position. Right?
About Zelensky.
He said this of Zelensky leaving the White House. Which, by the way, the White House kicked Zelensky out after that exchange in the Oval Office. He would not stomach it, and so he kicked him out. And so Zelensky's canceled everything for the rest of the day. You've got Republicans going to microphone banks to reinforce the bullshit from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Where do we go from here in all of this? Because I don't see this ending well. I see the footprints of a major global conflict being laid with the steps taken by Donald Trump to not just appease Putin, but to rebuke publicly our allies in the world bodies, whether it's NATO, the UN, or the G8, or any other of those organizations, by showing his fealty as the president of the United States to an enemy of the United States, and his efforts to break the back of the United States in order to support that new enemy or that old enemy.
Well, I don't know if it's first heard here. I was thinking about this today and yesterday, Michael, and I want to ask you, what does it look like if the United States deploys troops in support of Russian operations in Ukraine? What does that look like? What does it look like if we actually withdraw arms and supply arms, munitions, and support to Russia?
Right.
Because we're accusing Ukraine of breaking the peace when they were invaded. What does that do to NATO on Article 5 if we're to be attacked by Ukraine while we're supporting Russian troops? So now, what does that do to the EU and our allies if we go there based on the weapons and money flows we have between our allies? And here's what I'm talking about with the United States economy. What happens to our contractors, DOD, intelligence community, but also our weapons and armaments contractors and our big companies in supplying weapons and armaments to EU and Ukraine if they refuse to support United States operations and then boycott us economically? What does that do? So the cascading effect of this, I think, could be so devastating. And we can never think about this 6 years ago, but now there's nothing off the table to the bad things that can happen to America when you have the ignorant and fascistic in charge.
You just laid it out so well for everybody. And just so to go back on what I was, you know, said to lead into what Denver just said. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham. In light of what you just heard from Denver, let's listen to Senator, United States Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina.
Senator Graham, thank you. Do you think President Zelensky needs to resign to resume these peace talks?
He either needs to resign and send somebody over that we can do business with, or he needs to change.
There we are. That's our U.S. government. And Lindsey, where were you when John McCain was alive? When Russia rolled into Crimea, you were the first one out the gate having a bitch fit over what Barack Obama failed to do and would not and emphasized and pressed that administration to fund Ukraine in that aggressive against that aggressive assault by Russia. And then when they rolled up the tanks, as we see now, where were you? You were an advocate for funding and supporting. And now you're telling, dude, you need to just either, you know, quit the job or bend over like I have.
First of all, I think that Lindsey Graham just took the fit out of bitch fit. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. And so...
I don't think I have enough bourbon in my glass for that one.
And I, you know, Lindsey's the guy in the bar fight, right? Where he's your friend, and then you start getting your ass kicked, and he starts kicking your ass with the guy kicking your ass. That's Lindsey Graham, right?
You know, it's that classic scene in the movie where the two protagonists are fighting the antagonist, and the friend turns around and pops him, you know, by accident, and they look at each other. But in this case, he meant to hit him.
And I've heard Lindsey switches positions a lot, by the way, Michael. But anyway, I think we're in a time right now that it's very just hard to get your arms around if you're sane and rational. And you know, you were the RNC chairman. There's a respect there, and you tried to do things in a way that really tried to bring the Republican Party into a new era, but you also had the unfortunate the unfortunate event of the Tea Party explosion and conspiracy theories. Me, as yeah. you know, the QAnon issues, right, with me that I went against. And it's interesting that me and you are talking here, right? And I'm always honored to talk with you and what you do. But on this one here with me and you talking, it's almost as if as former Republicans or people thinking that the Republican Party has anything left in the tank, listening to Lindsey Graham and the people that are talking mouths for this insanity, you said something. I don't know where we go from here either unless it's such a mobilization of all the rational against all the GOP. Because right yeah. now you're complicit if you're not fighting back on what happened in the Oval today.
So... before I let you go, Denver, I want to share this part of the interview, the conversation, which I think underscores the question, where do we go from here? And I think we have a good sense of what that looks like, and it's no place good. But there was, if you want the telling moment in this crazy exchange in the Oval Office, it was this. Trump. You have to be thankful. We've given you a lot. Zelensky, thankful. My people are dying. Our cities are burning. And you're here demanding gratitude while threatening to cut us off. Trump, you don't have the cards right now. Zelensky, because you held them. You delayed aid. You repeated Putin's lies. You gave Russia an opening. J.D. Vance, Ukraine has to be realistic. Zelensky, realistic? Russia is stealing our land, executing civilians, and kidnapping our children. What part of that should I be realistic about? Trump, it's going to be very hard to do business like this, Volodymyr. Zelensky, business? This isn't a real estate deal. You can walk away. We can't. Trump, if I was president, this never would have happened. Zelensky, because you would have just handed Ukraine over.
It's profound.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is that last point is the whole deal. It's what it's all about. Putin wants Ukraine, and Donald Trump is not only prepared, but actively working to hand it over to him. Your final thoughts, my friend.
I don't know if I beat those final thoughts, Michael, honestly. How do I beat that? You did it, right? You just, in summary, what's going on right now. And you know what's interesting? You have Volodymyr Zelensky, right? And he's fighting for his country. He's a wartime president. He's seen it all. He's had to comfort those who've lost children, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends. And he's talking to an individual in Donald Trump that the only thing he ever fought himself out of was Epstein's jet. And you're talking to somebody else like a J.D. Vance, who's a public affairs officer who might color his beard and had to look more like, you know, the people that he emulates, which are the far right traditionalists that he wants to be a part of. So you had two cowards trying to preach to a wartime president. And I think what you just said, the way that Zelensky handled them, shows what real leadership looks like and freedom looks like. And when you saw Trump and Vance, it shows the embarrassment of an administration that does all of their dealing in fantasies, authoritarian tendencies, and conspiracy theories. And I think that's really where we're at right now as a country.
Amen. That exchange that between Zelensky, JD, and Trump is why, my friend, I always make mine a double.
Always a double, sir.
It's a triple. I like to propose a toast to Ukraine, the Ukrainian people, and President Volodymyr Zelensky. God bless you.
Slava Ukraini.
Ah, thank you. Very good.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for dropping in on this quick moment. I hope you can make yours a double as well. Catch you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.